Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Buenos días. Me llamo Lizzie.
Hi, Alan LaRue here. Newbie series, lesson number 21. Come here. I'll be right there.
Muy buenos días, Alan.
Hola, Lizzie. ¿Qué hay de nuevo?
Not much. How about you?
I've been doing well, thanks. So today we have another newbie lesson.
That's right. Lesson 21.
Lizzie, where does today's conversation take place?
In Caracas, Venezuela. Rosana is in the patio and Tomás is upstairs, and these two call back and forth to each other.
So, in a way, this is a long-distance conversation.
Uh-huh. Well, they're calling to each other through the house.
And do you think that the language we use for this conversation is different than if they were in the same room?
Definitely.
Well, it'll be interesting to see why as we go through this lesson.
I agree. We learn how to say, come here, and also how to respond, I'll be right there.
Now, when you say, come here, it sounds like you're giving a command. So is this going to be in the imperative mood?
You got it.
So then we'll be building on what we looked at last time in Newbie Lesson 20.
Right. Now, you should also keep your eyes out for regional lessons that reference this newbie lesson.
That's right. While you might be thinking to yourself, how am I supposed to learn regional forms of speech if I don't even know the basics? The fact of the matter is that Spanish is a living language, and it's used in a number of ways across multiple regions.
And with the Iberian, Costa Rican, and Peruvian series, you get a taste of European, Central American, and South American Spanish.
Nice variety.
Well, we've got a lot to cover today.
Do you want to move on to the conversation then?
Sí, vamos.
Tomás, ven para acá.
¿Dónde estás, Rosana?
Estoy en el patio.
Ya voy para allá.
Once again, slowly.
Una vez más, esta vez lentamente.
Tomás, ven para acá.
¿Dónde estás, Rosana?
Estoy en el patio.
Ya voy para allá.
This time with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
Tomás, ven para acá.
Tomás, come here.
¿Dónde estás, Rosana?
Where are you, Rosana?
Estoy en el patio.
I'm on the patio.
Ya voy para allá.
I'll be right there.
This is such a classic image.
Right, with one person in the courtyard and the other upstairs.
Courtyard?
Well, right, I guess it's not necessarily a courtyard, since many houses in Latin America have two patios.
Right. In many traditional houses, there is a front patio between the street entrance and the house entrance, and then a back patio between the back of the house and the dividing wall where the neighbor's property begins.
One of my favorite things about patios here in Lima is that in the old houses, I mean the old colonial houses, the back patios have gardens and even beautiful fountains. It really brings alive an image of how things used to be.
Yes, you're right. And I'd like to tell you that here in Lima, we have many beautiful houses from the colonial period with the patio that you're referring to.
That's right, Lizzie. Well, now that we've gone through the conversation, what do you say we run through some of the vocabulary?
Sounds like a good idea.
So let's begin with...
Venir.
To come.
Venir. Venir.
And next?
Acá.
Here. Over here.
Acá. Acá.
Now we'll listen to...
Patio.
Patio.
Patio. Patio.
Now we'll hear...
Ya.
Now. Already.
Ya. Ya.
Let's hear...
Ir.
To go.
Ir. Ir.
And finally...
Allá.
There. Over there.
Allá. Allá. This word, ya... is one that always comes up in Spanish, isn't it?
Yes, there's so many different uses of it.
Claro, por ejemplo, ya basta, which means enough already, or ya quiero comer, I want to eat now.
Right, so we'll want to remember that it means both already and now.
And that there are another meanings too.
True.
In fact, let's look at this word again in the grammar section of today's lesson.
Me parece muy bien. Sounds good to me. Lizzie, that's nice to hear the word broken down like that. It really lets you hear exactly how each syllable is pronounced.
Great.
Now that we've looked at these words briefly, let's take some time and deepen our understanding of a few of them.
Only if we start out with the verb venir.
Your wish is my command.
So what does the verb venir mean?
It means to come.
And if I say, vienes a la casa, what does this mean?
Vienes a la casa? It means you come to the house, or you come home, or even you're coming over.
There are a few different ways to put it, hmm?
Yes.
And do you remember how last time we learned how to say you're right?
Sure, it was tienes razón.
Now do the verb vienes, you come, and tienes, you have, look anything alike?
Well, there's just one tiny thing that I notice.
What's that?
Well, how do we say to come in Spanish?
It's venir.
Right. And what about to have?
It's tener.
Great. So with the verb forms vienes and tienes, there is a stem change here.
And how does it change?
Basically, the E in the stem of venir and tener changes to an IE. So from venir, vienes. And from tener, tienes.
So we'll want to remember that those two verbs are conjugated the same way, even though they're not regular verbs.
Well, now let's move on and look at the verb ir.
This is a really important one.
Yeah, you could even go as far as to say that it's one of the most important verbs in the language.
Right. Now we'll be looking at this in depth soon enough. But for now, let's just remember that it means to go.
It's a pretty short verb, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just spelled IR.
All right, so we'll hold off going too far into it. So what about the word acá? This is a good one to talk about.
Okay, where should we start?
Well, if I say he lives here, what does the verb here describe?
It describes where he lives.
So if I say él vive acá, this word acá is a lot like the word here, in this place.
And there's a variation in this word too, right?
Right. You can say acá or aquí, and the meanings are pretty much the same.
Now, there's another word that's related to this one, acá.
Which one's that?
Well, if we say él vive acá in order to say he lives here, then how do we say he lives there?
Ah, I see. So we're looking for the same kind of word as acá, that is, an adverb, but one that describes something there, in that place.
Right.
We would say, él vive allá.
Right, él vive allá. And just like we say, acá changes to aquí without altering its meaning. This word allá can change to ahí. And again, the meaning stays the same for the most part.
Now, Lizzie, this probably sounds confusing to some of our listeners. I mean, which set should a new student go with?
Well, it's not that simple. The thing is that whether we use acá or aquí, as well as allá or ahí, depends on the region we're speaking.
Right. They tend to get swapped pretty often, don't they?
Yeah, so you're best off learning the four of them together.
So why don't we switch it up now and move on to the grammar for today?
Sounds good.
So, we said that we're going to continue learning about commands in Spanish, right?
That's right.
And what does a command, or un mandato, express?
It expresses the speaker's desire for the action to occur or not to occur.
So if I say to you, come over here, I'm expressing my wish for you to come over here?
Right.
And how do we say to come in Spanish?
It's just venir.
And is that the form that you'd find in the dictionary?
Yeah, it's the infinitive venir, to come.
So what's the stem of this verb?
Well, if I remove the ending from the infinitive, I get ven, spelled V-E-N.
Now, in the conversation, we heard Rosanna say, Tomás, ven para acá. And this was translated as, Tomás, come here.
Right.
So we can say that the verb form ven, spelled V-E-N, expresses the command come.
Yes, we can. And in the conversation, does it seem like Rosanna and Tomás are speaking formally or informally?
definitely informally.
But we've said that these commands can be either formal or informal, right?
Right.
So what would this formal command be?
We could say venga, as in venga usted conmigo, come with me, sir, or something like that.
Right. So the form is venga for the formal command and ven for the informal.
And they both mean come.
Now there's another expression that we definitely need to cover today.
What is it?
Ya voy para allá.
Ah, this is a great one. It's a good response to learn with the command we just looked at.
So let's say that you're upstairs and I call to you, Alan, come here. If you're about to come to where I am, in the patio, what might you yell back?
I'd probably say something like, I'll be right there.
And when you say, I'll be right there, you mean I'm leaving now, right?
Right.
And by there, you mean over there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how do you say now in Spanish?
Well, one way is with the word ya.
Right. Ya. And how do we say I go or I'm going?
That would be voy.
Right. Now, so far we have ya voy, and what about over there? How do you say this?
That would be para allá.
So if we say ya voy para allá, does this mean now I go over there?
Well, only if you translate it literally.
Then figuratively?
Figuratively, it means something like I'll be right there or I'll be right over.
And there's a shortened form of this too, isn't there?
Yes, and you can cut it short and just say ya voy. And it pretty much means the same thing.
So, Alan, today we've studied a conversation that takes place between two people calling back and forth to each other.
Right.
Let me ask you, when your wife says, Alan, ven para acá, how do you usually respond?
Ahora mismo, mi amor. Right away, honey.
Oh, I think she has you well trained.
That she does. Well, I guess that about does it for today.
This has been a great show. Thanks for being here with us today.
You'll definitely want to keep a lookout for the regional lesson that references this newbie lesson.
That's how you broaden your understanding of the content we've covered today.